Welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Michelle Bredesen of Carlos Creek Winery. In our last episode, we found out, Michelle, what you were most proud of at the winery. What do you think that Tyler, your husband, is most proud of?
I think he's probably most proud of just the production side of things and how efficient and smooth things run. He really takes pride in when our staff feel like they have the tools and the equipment that they need to make the best product.
And looking at the website, I see a picture of you and Tyler. Looks like you're standing in a cave or you're underground. It looks very Indiana Jones-like.
It is. Yeah. So we actually have an underground barrel cave. So that was our original where we kept our wine aging was in that cave. And at the time of that photo, that's what was happening there. We have since built a production facility much larger with a actual wine barrel room dedicated to keeping the humidity just right and temperature controlled. The cave was a little bit more
crude.
Natural.
Yeah.
But now we use it for our beer barrel aging program. So they don't need quite as much control as the wine does. And they also need to make sure that it's removed from our other beer that's in the tanks, as beer aging in barrels has much more, they utilize a lot of bacteria and different yeast strands that we don't want in our other beer. So like when you try a barrel aged sour, those flavor components are coming from different yeast and bacteria strands that we want to have specifically for those beers, because they bring out some great flavors and make some really cool, unique, complex styles of beer. But we don't want that in our lagers or, you know, just our regular beers that, gotcha. That we don't want those flavors. So, and we're actually renovating that space right now as we speak, just to update it a little bit more and make sure that it is at least element controlled.
How do you get down there? You walk in or you take stairs?
Stairs. Yeah. So the winery is actually kind of built up on a hill a little bit. So you can see the doors to the cave on the other side. So we have our main entrance area. And then on the opposite side of the building is kind of down more into the hill. So it's kind of built into a hill and you can see the cave door that goes right into the cave. But we do have from the main tasting room building, we have stairs that go down into the cave, a couple flights down.
Being such a successful winery, I imagine that your wine club is pretty vast, pretty large.
Yeah, so we've had our wine club since, I think we introduced it in 2013. We have about 1,500 members, and so that's kind of where we're capping it, because we found that that is our sweet spot for what we can ensure that we will have good wine selections available, we'll have great customer service still. Our whole mission here is quality over profit, too. We always want to ensure that what we're delivering is always going to be quality, whether it's a service, whether it's events, whether it's our products themselves, that we're always focusing more on what the quality is of that product versus just doing more of it. So we found that 1,500 is kind of our sweet spot for how many members we want to have in that club. So I think we have 1,300 right now. So we have room for 200. It kind of ebbs and flows. Sometimes we cut off entrance into it, but then when we have members, you know, every once in a while I get members who no longer want to be a member or life changes, they move, you know, that sort of thing. So then we do get some dropouts periodically. So then room does open up again. But yeah, it's a quarterly membership. So you get 3 wines every 3 months, either shipped to you or customers can come pick up the wines here at the winery. And we do have special discounts. So there's always 15% off wine, whether you're getting it shipped to you or picking it up year round, 10% off retail in store. We have our pickup parties, which are fun. Only members can come to those, and they usually have some sort of unique wine experience. So this past February was one of our pickup months. We did wine and cheese pairing and talked about that at the pickup party. You know, for people that love our wines and that are passionate about our wines, it's a great way to get those, get specials, but then also get access to wines that sometimes we only release to club members.
And then you get 2 free admissions to the Grape Stomp Festival. That's big a deal.
It is. Yeah. That's every year club members, I think that's probably what they get most excited for every year.
Okay. As we close out part 6, which, by the way, is the most parts that I've ever had with a winery. So you've set a record with that, with all of this bountiful of information that you've given me. Let's make sure that we get all of your contact information.
So yeah, if you're looking for more information about Carlos Creek Winery, you can visit our website, carloscreekwinery.com. We also have a Facebook page at Carlos Creek Winery and an Instagram at Carlos Creek Winery. If you want most up-to-date information, I would recommend registering for our newsletter. We have about 25,000 people that subscribe to that, and it has great information about upcoming events, how to join the wine club, any sort of unique products that we have coming out, and that's going to give you the best idea on what's happening around here.
Oh, and that'll keep Tammy happy, right?
Yes, it for sure will. Yeah, she likes that. Thank you, Forrest.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.